What's the most important clown in the whole Torah? What's the clown gadol b'Torah? Everyone knows the famous statement of Rabbi Akiva that v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha zeh klal gadol b'Torah. But the truth is, not everyone agrees. There's a Yerushalmi that quotes Ben Azai, who felt that the pasuk zeh sefer told us Adam at the end of Parshas Bereishis, that's the klal gadol b'Torah. And in the Hakdama to the Sefer Ein Yaakov, a Medrash is quoted as saying that what's the klal gadol b'Torah? A pasuk in this week's parsha. At first glance, this medrash seems difficult. What critical principle is hinted to in the Karban Torah? V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha seems like an appropriate choice for the Klal Gadol b'Torah. After all, we know that there are cheretz kodma l'Torah, midos tovos, the mitzvos ben adam l'chaveiro are foundations of a Torah way of life. We could even understand why Ben Azai felt the pasuk that Sefer told us Adam is a klal gadol b'Torah. This pasuk hints at the significance of Mesorah, of recognizing one's roots. It also speaks to the importance of internalizing the lessons of history. But what's the significance of the pasuk Esakeves Ha'echad Taseh Babok? I heard once from an Adam Gadol that perhaps the message of this medrash is that a life of Torah and mitzvos requires sacrifice, daily sacrifice, like the Korban Torah. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, we have to be willing to give up on something. Some of our comforts, our money, our time. We have to be willing to sacrifice our personal desires to fulfill Ratzon Hashem. In Parashas Chayesara, Avraham Avinu tells the Bnei Ches, if you desire to help me bury my wife Sarah, if you have it within your nefesh, then talk to Ephron on my behalf. The word nefesh means desire, rotzon. Sometimes the greatest mysterious nefesh is not giving up one's life, but simply giving up on one's personal desires, on one's preconceived notions and perceptions, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Batel Ritzoncha Mipnei Ritzono. Nullify your personal desires. Give up on some of your nefesh to fulfill Ratzon Hashem. The Rav used to say that the essence of all Avodas Hashem is submission to the divine will. Fulfilling Ratzon Hashem, especially when it's difficult, when it's challenging, a Ben Torah shouldn't be looking to fit halacha in with his personal agenda. But rather, he should always ask himself, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? What does he really want me to do? That's the message of the Karban Torah. That to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, we have to be willing to sacrifice. Recently, some people have tried to introduce certain new approaches to Torah, new practices in the Beis HaKnesses and beyond. It's a terrible mistake, because it runs counter to what Avodas Hashem is all about. It's not about trying to fit halacha into current societal norms. It's not about promoting any agenda, except the agenda of Ratzon Hashem. If we want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, we have to honestly ask ourselves, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? And sometimes it's not easy to come up with the answer by ourselves. We have to consult with experts, with Talmid HaChamim who are in tune, not only with the details of halacha, but with the spirit of halacha as well. Sometimes people fool themselves into thinking they're on the right path, and they don't even realize the mistakes they're making. Let's not fall into that trap. We have to always remember that while serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be exhilarating, it can be the most satisfying experience in life, but that's not the goal. Serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not about making ourselves happy or feeling fulfilled. It's about doing the right things. It's about submitting to Ratzon Hashem. For Shabbos.